Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Yeah, a lower right leg fracture, and it was an open wound. So that means it must have been similar to what Alex Smith went through down in Washington. So he has a rod placed in his leg. He also has screws and pins in his ankle, and obviously one of the things that you have to worry about now is what Alex Smith had to worry about, and that is, you know, infection after the surgery and all that that comes along with now trying to get through this part of it. And I, like you and like millions of other people yesterday, when that came right over the phone, immediately you're thinking, man, I hope he didn't die. And then you see the accident, you see the Genesis SUV laying there on its side. It rolled over, no skid marks, no nothing, high rate of speed. And you're thinking, how the hell did he ever walk away from this thing? And it's really, truly remarkable that he did. And thankfully, he did do it. I was looking at some of his Instagram stuff. Really, it was Dwayne Wade's Instagram stuff from the day before, because he was out playing with Dwayne Wade and giving him some lessons for Golf Digest magazine. And I think he looked great. He was laughing and it was fun and all that other stuff. And according to all reports, he was on his way to go do the same thing with Drew Brees and Justin Herbert. And if you know anything about that area where that car crash happened, it happened because of this. This steep incline, it's on a turn. The one officer that was the arriving officer at the scene described how he had given out many tickets to people going over 80 miles an hour in that area. Now, and of course, all the speculation is going to come with Tiger. First and foremost, you know, he does have two kids. He is a transcendent athlete. I can think of three of them right now that are living, LeBron James being one, him being the other, and then, of course, Serena Williams, that when you think of them and wherever they go in their lives, they have to be on. They always have to be on because of their prowess in the sport that they play. And they are so significant and so big in those sports that, you know, this insatiable desire to cover them and to be a part of their everyday lives. To me, yesterday, I'm with you. I felt like the press conference that the chief gave yesterday, the police chief gave yesterday, was just like so invasive.
Yeah,
like to his private life and to the things that he was dealing with. And, you know, was he inebriated? Was he this? Was he that? What kind of injuries did he have? I mean, did you hear some of the questions that were being asked?
I did. You know,
I was really uncomfortable with the whole thing.
I'm with you. I think that's sort of L.A. I mean, especially when you're talking about someone like Tiger Woods. I mean, there's just this competitive atmosphere where people need every detail. And we've seen some tragedies out there, unfortunately, recently, and people are going to try to cover it a certain way. I'm not naive to the fact that Tiger Woods is Tiger Woods. And that level of celebrity in this country is going to be covered in that way. I understand. But I just, yesterday, I didn't like any of it. I really didn't. I just, when I found out that he was alive and in the hospital and recovering, I couldn't watch any more of it. Because it was just, it had gotten to the point where it was like, I don't need to know anything else other than him being alive. And I just felt sad. Like, I just felt sad for him. I felt, and listen, I understand there's certain things in his life and there's people out there that can't stand him and the cheating and all of these things. And I don't want people to, oh, you know, you're defending this guy who's had all these things in his life. But quite frankly, I was just like, I don't know. I don't deserve to be this involved in his life just as a sports fan and a viewer of this yesterday. That's the feeling that I got. Quite frankly, I don't know if I've ever had that feeling watching one of these things before in my life. Like, I'm usually the guy who's chasing down the details or wants the dirt or whatever. But yesterday with this particular issue, because he's gone through so many things, and this is another thing, and it may be career-ending, but really it's not about that right now. It's about him continuing his life and being a father and being everything that he wants to be the rest of his life outside of golf. But I was uncomfortable is a great word. Uneasy is another thing that I felt about this. And it just
felt like the whole thing was so invasive.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I get it. That's what Tiger, but that's the thing. You know, we have been inside Tiger Woods' life forever. All of us, from the very beginning. And when he was a kid on late night TV, from when he burst on the scene, from when, of course, back in 2009 with the wife and the golf club and the SUV, to his 2017 arrest where we saw the police dash cam video and heard from him, to everything. We've always been there. So I know that it may sound odd or hypocritical that all of a sudden I wanted out of it. But there was something about yesterday that was sort of like a culmination of this that really made me sad for him. And I was just like, back off. Like, I felt like almost, and I don't know Tiger Woods, never met him. I'm not a huge Tiger Woods fan, but I almost felt like protective of him and his life. I was like, come on, like, back off for a minute here. Let's not do the he's high speculation. Let's not bring up every single thing that's gone on in his life. Like, let's just not do that right now. Let's not put on these guys, you know, and then everybody just rushes to put on guests on these cable news things. Like, oh, let's get Bob Costas to say what? Nobody knows what the hell happened. Nobody has any idea what happened or what caused the crash. So it just felt strange to me. And I don't know if I'll ever feel like that again. But yesterday it was odd and sad and didn't feel right.
You know how crazy it was? Newsmax reached out to Al Dukes and wanted him on.
What?
To discuss Tiger Woods.
Are you kidding?
Today, they asked if I would come on after 10 o'clock today to discuss Tiger Woods. And I said, I have no... If you ask me questions about Tiger Woods, about his history, I will have no idea. And I don't know what happened in this car crash other than what you know.
So who reached out to you and why did they decide on you?
I don't know. One of the guest bookers.
Wow.
Al Dukes, I mean, you are becoming huge.
That's unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable. But yeah. You're growing leaps and bounds, Al. And I saw you yesterday fighting over the ratings for the warm-up show that just really shouldn't be called a warm-up show anymore. We need to get a new name for your show, you and Jerry.
Yeah, Neil Best was very nice, referenced us. But Andrew Marshall, no reference. Sad.
ESPN's lineup sucks. That's why everybody over here is doing so well. All right, whatever. I saw Craig go off on it yesterday. It brought me back to the old days, Al, where everything was wide out in the open. So crazy. But to go back to Tiger for a second, it was it felt to me like everything was just so invasive. And when you listen to the press conference and you listen to the questions and you just like it just turns your stomach. And I don't know what nobody knows what happened yet. There will be investigations. They'll figure out whether or not there was something else involved here. Was he texting? Was he distracted? Did he slip off the road? I mean, there's a million possibilities. Right. And to speculate as to why he ended up down in that ditch, I just think it's just completely unprofessional and ridiculous. You know, my friend Scott Van Pelt, I heard him yesterday on ESPN, and I give him a lot of credit because he recognizes one of the reasons where he is today as an anchor on ESPN and does as well as he does is because he covered Tiger when he was younger and developed a friendship with him. And he said that yesterday, and I didn't even realize that. I just think Scott is so great. He's from Maryland, loves Maryland and everything else. But he really put it all in perspective. He didn't speculate about anything. All he was talking about, I don't care if he comes back and plays golf, I just want him to be healthy. I want him to be upright. I want him to be with his kids. And, you know, of course, I'm paraphrasing here, but I felt like he struck all the right tones. Plus, he has a relationship with Tiger.
Well, yeah.
And then when you start trotting out people who have no relationships with him, and then they're talking about all these different things.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man. You got to stop already. But again, I think all the coverage, especially the ESPN coverage, is because of who he is and what he's accomplished in his life. And all of the guys that are now presently on the PGA Tour and have been over the last 15 to 20 years are a direct result of Tiger making golf cool again and really bringing it to a whole different level that we never thought possible. And you see guys like Bryson DeChambeau wanting to drive the ball 360 yards. Why? Because Tiger was doing all that stuff 20 years ago. And when he won the Masters and he ran away with it and just absolutely tore up Augusta like nobody has ever seen before, all of a sudden golf became the in thing because of him. And then, you know, all the just publicity and all the endorsements and everything that he's been a part of. And as you pointed out, his personal life, you know, we all feel like we've grown up with him. And that's why we have such a, I think, powerful reaction to any time we see something like this. And this, of course, comes about a year after when Kobe Bryant died in another, a valley out there in California in a helicopter crash. So thank God he's alive, but he's going to have some significant, significant long days here over the next, I would say, 6 months with a compound fracture and an ankle that basically had to be put back together with pins and screws. And then also on top of that, he had flesh wounds. So that means that it sounds to me like a bone was broken through the skin.
Is that what a compound fracture is?
Yes, and it just snaps.
Right.
And it's just really sad. So I told you my teammate, Tim Crummer, I had that in our Super Bowl 23. Yeah. And he stayed in the locker room the entire game, which was amazing. He didn't want to leave the building until the game was over. God. But so prayers for Tiger, and just hopefully we have a little bit more accurate information as the days go on here.
So in regards to his past with painkillers, I'm not going to say that that had anything to do with this crash. What I will say, though, just from a concern with anybody who's through something like this, is that when you have injuries like that and you have to recover and you've had an issue with painkillers in the past, I mean, you think about those people. You know, I mean, I've known people who have been sober, who have gone into a hospital for a surgery or one thing or another, and they I can't take painkillers because it's going to change my life. You know, I can't be in a situation where I can be on these things. So that's the thing that popped in my head. And we'll find out what happened with the crash. And they said there was no signs of intoxication in any way. And we'll find that out when the time is right, when the investigation is done. But just from a standpoint of knowing a little bit about that, you know, someone who's got major injuries and major pain like that, who has struggled with that in the past, I mean, that's something to, for sure, his inner circle, him, his doctors, you know, they got to keep an eye on that.
I'm sure so. And Ramona Shelbourne did a good job yesterday, too, because she just had that same back surgery that Tiger went through. And she was saying how they do give you some pain medicine for the 2 or 3 days after the surgery. And then all of a sudden you feel like you're back to normal again. That's how significant that surgery is and how much better you can feel quickly. And she was kind of, and they were kind of alluding to what we're just talking about now. And again, like, I don't mind her talking about it simply because she's living it. She's living it herself. So she's just tried and give all of us an example of what she went through and what Tiger's going through. But I see that Instagram post from Dwayne Wade the day before, and he looked like he was happy as a clam.
I'm not talking about prior to the car crash. I'm talking about after.
No, I'm just saying for Tiger, he looked like he was happy.
Right.
Looked like he was laughing and giggling, and Dwayne was referring to him as the GOAT, and Tiger was, you know, kind of, you know, embarrassed by that. But that whole thing told me that, all right, Tiger looked like he was in a really good place. Like, there was nothing wrong with him from that standpoint. And if he were on his way to go play with Drew Brees and Justin Herbert, you know, that made me feel like, okay, then this isn't what everybody's jumping to conclusions about. That maybe this just could have been a distracted driving incident. He may have been on a road that he wasn't familiar with. There could have been there's going to be a lot of things here that could be the possibility for this particular crash. But nonetheless, thank God he's alive, and that's really what matters most. And you know, most athletes come back from things like this. Look at Alex Smith; he is prime example number one, and he plays a contact sport, and he still came back.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm on the road all the time, as we know. There's any number of things that could put you in a tough situation. So that's maybe another reason why I was saying it just felt wrong to be like, well, here he is, Tiger Woods, high again in a ditch. Like, come on, man. Like, especially on a road like that.
Yeah,
like,
sign in the middle median.
You know, if we find that out later on or he admits to something like that, then fine. Then we'll talk about that then. It was just like, automatically, everybody's like, well, Tiger, here we go again. You know, we know all of his issues. It just felt weird. But, I mean, you think about too, I mean, you know, distracted driving is a major thing. And we may find out that maybe he looked at his phone at the wrong time. You know, maybe he was exhausted, didn't sleep because he was in pain the night before and dozed off. I mean, I've talked about many times, I've got to talk to people on the phone on my drive home sometimes if I'm up late the night before because I feel like I'm dozing off. There's all sorts of things that could lead to something like this.
You know, we don't really have a road that's here in Long Island, Jersey, or something like that, that kind of mimics the road that he was on. But I will say, you and I have been on the Southern State Parkway, the Hutch, the Taconic.
Southern State's got more accidents than anywhere on Long Island.
Right, and just a little bit of moisture on the road, a little bit of a distracted driving moment for whatever the reason why you're distracting, whether you're falling asleep, whether you're texting, or whether you're on the phone, or whether you're trying to change your radio, whatever it may be. We all know that it could happen relatively quickly. And the thing that was interesting about this is that the sheriff said that he hit a sign in the median. So in the middle of the road, he hit a sign and then must have turned to the right. And then the other thing they said is that there were no skid marks.
Yeah,
so
no
there
braking.
Was no braking.
Yeah, so it wasn't like something jumped out in front of him, tried to avoid it, ended up going in a ditch, slammed on the brake, something like that.
Kind of makes you think that maybe he did fall asleep.
Maybe. Who knows?
Because you would think the natural thing to do would be to hit a brake if you all of a sudden lost control and you'd hit the brake somehow, some way. But there was no skid mark at all, and this thing went full barrel down into that ditch.
Yeah, I mean, the images, of course, were just jarring, absolutely jarring, but a lot easier to digest when you knew that he was sitting alive in a hospital bed and starting his recovery.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I don't know if you guys heard before the game when Julius Randle took the microphone and welcomed the fans back to the Garden. They were chanting MVP at Julius.
Yeah, they were.
MVP. MVP. It was MVP. Really beautiful to hear.
He is their team MVP.
Yeah. Well, that is for sure, yes.
Yes.
But they obviously seeing the same things we are, Boomer, that we've got an MVP caliber player on our team.
Julius Randle.
He's the MVP.
And Jerry agrees, obviously.
And Jerry agrees 100%. Yeah.
Frustrating loss, though, last night. Really, really annoying fourth quarter.
Season's over, right? That was a must win.
I'm not ready to say that.
It would have been nice to beat the Golden State Warriors and get the 500 and have Julius Randle announced as an All-Star. Congratulations to him.
And he gets tossed.
And then he got tossed at the end because he was frustrated. And really, quite frankly, again, the referees were way over-involved in this game. It just and a lot of it went against the Knicks, but that's besides the point. The young Knicks did not really do much yesterday. You know, you didn't get much from Q. You didn't get much from Barrett, and you didn't get much from Toppin. Yeah. I mean, you know, the second wave of guys, and you know, Derrick Rose looks great, but you got to get something from everybody for them in order for them to win. And it's kind of a flat night. Maybe we should just keep fans out of the
game. Maybe that's the secret. I mean, RJ Barrett checks in like 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's a big deal. You know, cameras on him. Clyde's talking about it. He's not normally in. This point of the game has been a talking point for Tom Thibodeau and the Knicks and RJ Barrett in fourth quarters. He gets the ball right away, goes right down the court, trying too hard.
Turnover.
Draymond Green blocks his shot, goes off of him. They end up doing the review. It's a turnover right away. It was like, oh, God, it's just ugly. And then Steph Curry, it was just like a matter of time because you know, there was that stretch in the fourth quarter where Golden State couldn't hit a shot. And then the Knicks couldn't take advantage of it. Then Steph comes back in, and they had the two critical plays when it was tied at 97. He hits the three, and then a couple possessions later, the little runner and floater where he got fouled.
That guy's got eyes in the back of his head.
Amazing.
Behind the back passes. His ball handling is ridiculous. And, of course, if you're going to be one of the top 10 players in the NBA and there are going to be fans at Madison Square Garden, what are you going to do? You're going to light up the garden.
Of course.
Because that just seems to be the way it goes with the Knicks and the players that they play against. Now, by the way, Jerry's here today, and Allie did us a favor. I got facial rollers.
Oh.
You get a roller.
Awesome.
Jerry.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, you get a roller, Jerry, for your face, because your face is still puffy. And Eddie, you get a roller.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
That's great.
So Allie picked us picked these up for us yesterday.
Little jade rollers.
Now, you got to make sure you keep it yourself. And if you want to put it in my refrigerator, you can. You just got to mark it.
Oh, okay.
Now, these are a little smaller jade rollers. But, like, see, like, check it out. You got to do like this, see?
Okay.
And you roll your face like this, see?
I see. It says beginning at the center of the forehead, roll towards the ear, then gently roll under the eyes towards the ear. So you got to go this way, actually.
Yes.
That's the way to do it.
Right.
So the other way.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How's it like this? Ever see?
Nose to the ear. Yeah, like that.
Oh, yeah. There
you go. Nose to ear.
How's that look?
It's looking better. Look at that.
I mean, Allie didn't really tell us how to use it.
Right.
Maybe she could tell you guys.
He just read it to you.
I just read it. It's on the
back. Yeah, I know, but I think, you know, she's the professional.
Jerry, you feeling puffy today?
I'm all right.
Well, yesterday you said you felt puffy. I was just asking.
Sure. Well, I got to lose 30 pounds. So, yeah.
30 pounds?
But it looks like you didn't get any sleep.
You don't need
again.
To lose 30 pounds?
26, to be exact.
That seems like a lot on your frame, Jerry. I don't think you need to lose that much
weight. I do.
Weight.
I'm telling you, I do.
Why is that?
Because I'm up a lot.
30 pounds?
Yeah.
If you lost 30 pounds, you'd be like Al Dukes like.
I would not. Yeah, that's the thing. I wouldn't be.
You don't want to be that way. Stick figure. Hey, with a belly. I mean, that's what he told us yesterday, right?
That is
he
true.
Did, yes.
That is true, yeah. Jerry, why don't you give us an update here, and then we'll continue to roll our faces.
We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody.
Bring this to Jerry.
Are you guys
doing it right? Hold on for a second. What is it? Hold on for a second, Jerry. Turn on your mic in there, Allie. We can't hear you.
You're supposed to go in one direction from the center of your face out. Don't keep rolling it back in.
Why can't? Well, it's not like
well,
pizza
dough.
Well,
because that's how the drainage works, outward from the swollen.
Oh, that's otherwise, right. It's lymphatic drainage.
Yeah.
Right, so lymphatic. You're pulling the fat out and pushing it back in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we ought to put it in.
You want to make sure you bring it down after you're done with the face, down your neck to get rid of all the swollen and toxins.
Oh, okay. Is it working? Oh. Can you tell?
You look great.
Oh, see that?
All right, sorry.
All right, so you want to throw this one to Jerry?
Of course you look great.
Thank you.
Like she's going to say anything else.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
All right, so you guys are talking about Julius Randle.
Yeah.
So,
Eddie's too, yeah. There you go. All right.
Yeah, we're talking about Julius Randle there, Jerry.
So his mom surprised him on the Jumbotron.
Hi, Julius. Surprise.
Yeah, she had a nice message for her son.
Just want to say that I love you so much, and I'm so proud of the son and the teammate that you are.
And then he went down like a dog as the Knicks lost to the Warriors.
I'm just kidding. MVP. Knock it off.
I'm just kidding. 114 was a good game. They lost to the Warriors by 8. They fall to 15-17. Randall played well again. Just not enough on this night. 25 points, 10 rebounds. Steph Curry, indeed, the issue. He had 37. And Draymond Green, I think it was 11 or 12 assists on the night. Here was Coach Thibs. Too much of those two.
The shooting sets up, you know, a lot of their offense. And so, and Draymond is terrific in terms of making decisions.
And he was again last night. In terms of Randall, he is an all-star, and Thibs, happy for him.
I think it's great for the organization, obviously great for Julius. I think the fact that he's helped the team win helped him to get recognized.
And rightly so. And he should be an all-star, and he is. So he will be in Atlanta. Kelly Oubre Jr. had 19 last night as well. In meantime, in Brooklyn, so he had about 2,000 fans in New York. And you could hear him for sure. You heard the MVP chants. In Brooklyn, a lot less, but they did have fans there as well. And they watched the Nets win their seventh straight.
Nine to shoot for the Nets. Irving takes it right in the lane. Twisting shot. Rolls it in. Kyrie with 20, timeout Sacramento.
That is Chris Carino with the call here on The Fan. Kyrie Irving finished with 21 points, 7 assists. Another triple-double for James Harden, who also gets the All-Star game nod. 29, 11, and 14, his sixth triple-double with the team. Nets win 127-118. Steve Nash really liked the last 12 minutes.
Fourth quarter defense, you know, we turned it up. Held them to 22. I think they had a couple late buckets, too. And when we were just... you know, I put it to bed.
Put it to bed. Bruce Brown, a career-high 29. Kyrie said, keep it rolling.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just talking to the guys. Kyrie comes to me all the time. He sees me working on my shot. And I know I can shoot the ball. It's just confidence right now.
And he had it last night.
How many games has Kevin Durant played since you guys paid him $160 million?
I don't know, but they're winning a lot. Here's Harden on the All-Star game nod.
It's always a blessing. that means you're doing something right. That means you've been playing extremely well up to that point, and you never want to take opportunities like that for granted.
Nets now 21-12.
Did you hear the guy last night in the Knick game, was screaming and yelling and was heckling? And Mike Breen pointed him out a few times.
This
is fun to have people here that you can hear screaming and yelling. And guys go, let him play!
Of course.
Screaming at the refs, and I'm like, yeah, 100%, I'm with that guy.
You know what? There's that line where there's too many fans and it all blends in. Or there's enough for atmosphere, but you can hear them, which is really cool. So you had that last night. Also in the NBA, I don't know if you saw this shot, but this
Luka Doncic.
Good Lord.
Mavericks don't have a timeout. Here comes Doncic with 6 and 5 and 4 and 3 to his left. Pulls up from the hash mark. It's good! It's good! With a tenth of a second remaining as Doncic nails the game winner. We'll win it 110-107.
Mavs radio with the call. I mean, he is so far out. He's got not one, he has two hands in his face. Pretty impressive. He has the game winner as the Mavericks beat the Celtics 110-107. Also, I thought this was interesting. So the Nuggets beat the Blazers 111-106. I'll get you the final call because I heard it coming in. I guess Carmelo has never won in Denver as an opposing player, and they actually make that as part of the final call, which I thought was funny. Bucks beat the T-Wolves 139-112. Giannis had 37. Sixers beat the Raptors. Clippers over the Wizards by a lot. And the Rockets did waive DeMarcus Cousins, as we discussed that would happen yesterday. Just some of the quick Tiger sound from yesterday. You guys obviously spent the first 20 minutes on the accident and his surgery and where he's at. You did have reaction, yes, from many in the golfing world, including Justin Thomas, and this video has gone viral.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sick to my stomach. You know, it hurts to see one of your, I mean, now my closest friends, you know, get in an accident. And, man, I just hope he's all right. Just worry for his kids, you know. I'm sure they're struggling.
Now, one of the things on social media has been the fact that the next question went right back to the golf tournament.
On a lighter note, you played the golf course today. One of the reasons that they call this... course, the concussion was the greens. How are the greens, and especially how are they as you chip up to them?
Ugh. Yeah.
Hey.
So now, in fairness, and I said this to Al on the warm-up show, you know, they didn't ask him about Tiger for the first 6 minutes of the press conference. It was all about golf. It was all about you know, his year. They mentioned his grandfather passing away, and then they got to Tiger six minutes in.
Right, but then once you get there, it's sort of like,
well, what else are you going to ask?
Well, what I'm saying is once you get to Tiger, it's like, okay, now we're done here. Because it's just, you know how it's like. Well, even on this radio show, there's awkward transitions and you feel like you're talking about something. We've talked about, you know, if there's somebody passing away at the end of the update and then we have to go into like, oh, hey, here's this funny thing or whatever. It's just weird. So, I mean, I know that there's not a lot to say about it. I just think from a couth standpoint, once you get to that. Once you get to that point, Tiger, it's like, okay, thank you. We appreciate your comment on it and we're moving on now. You know,
a couth standpoint.
Yeah, just from a couth standpoint.
They moved on to the Greens.
I don't think I've ever heard those two words put together in my life.
A little couth standpoint.
You ever heard that, Eddie?
A little couth scenario. Yeah. I mean, I from a couth standpoint.
Couth.
You never use couth?
No, I've used couth, but I've never used it as a standpoint.
Okay. Well, welcome. Okay.
Down in Tampa, Garrett Cole was speaking yesterday. He has some thoughts on the new baseballs that they're going
to
be using.
I've been trying to get my hands on the balls here. Nobody can tell me if we're using the real balls from this year's or the balls from last year. Nobody knows the answer to that yet.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
What do you mean?
What?
How do they not know where the balls came from and when they got there?
Well, he doesn't. The league clearly does.
Well, he said he's asking everybody.
Yeah, he's asking everybody.
Can't they ask an
Rob Manfred?
Manager?
Maybe.
Well, Rob Manfred didn't order the balls.
He's got a ball guy. The league knows where the balls came from. They came from
Rawlings. How hard is it to ask the equipment manager, hey,
where'd these balls come from?
Where the balls come from?
He doesn't know, apparently. He told Garrett Cole, I don't know if these are last year's balls or this year's balls. There's just been a bucket of balls here, and now you're throwing
them. I'll tell you one thing I did appreciate, though. Garrett also went off on that whole thing in Seattle. With the
players. I was going to do that next hour.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Some stuff. No, because it was talked about a lot. I just don't know if we have enough time this hour. But, yes, he was talking about keeping players in the minor leagues too long. It's a long clip. I'll stop it whenever you want me to.
I don't know if there's a rule that's going to be able to fix that because somebody would just probably find a way around that rule. But, like, as an industry, what I'd like to just see us move past that. That's just not productive for anyone. It's not productive for the product.
You're not
putting the best players –
Yeah, he's right. He's right. You're not putting your best players in just simply because the CBA says you don't have to.
Yep.
But again, if you're running a business and you're trying to run a business, you have to do what's in the best interest of the ball club when it comes to financially running that business, especially if you're a small market team or you've lost hundreds of millions of dollars due to, you know, no fans last year.
Sure. I mean, and everybody does it. I mean, it's not from big markets to small markets. It's like, why are we going to start a service clock early and have to pay this guy $200 million 2 years earlier than we have to.
So they did it to Gary Sanchez, right?
Yeah.
Here was Michael Conforto from the Mets. He addressed it as well.
Teams are still looking out for the best interests of their players when they do send them down at times. But when it's blatantly obvious, then that's, you know, that's a problem.
How many times do you think it's blatantly obvious?
Multiple times a year.
Yeah, percentage-wise.
Oh, not a big percentage.
2%, 1%, that kind of thing?
I'll go 3%.
I'll say 5%. 5% of the time. Yeah. Okay. But you never know. I mean, baseball's also so regional at this point. Like, I couldn't tell you who, you know, the best prospect for the Rockies is being held back. You know, usually it gets to a point where a guy's, like, hitting 700 in AAA, and he's got 45 homers in 2 months, and then everybody learns about him. Like, why isn't he in the majors?
Well,
oh, that's right.
Either that or,
time.
Like, a guy like Jared Kelenic, who basically belongs on the team. He belongs on the team right now.
Sure.
And he
you
should
had
be
to bring
up
him
there.
Up this morning. Never heard of him, really.
I know that, but that's
I don't know
why,
if he's that
that's
good.
Why that guy Mather out there, the CEO for the Seattle Mariners, ended up stepping down because they were talking about him, that player specifically, and why that player should be on the major league roster to start the season, not in April.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know anything about that kid's future, but hopefully
it'll probably be a Hall of Fame future.
Well, I mean, if Edwin Diaz would go out there and do his job, we wouldn't have a problem.
Edwin Diaz said yesterday through his translator, he was much better in 20 than 19 and knows why.
I think the biggest difference was the location of my pitches, being able to command my fastball and my slider. And I think that was the main difference for me to have a great season.
Well, see if he can have a great season in 2021.
He had a great season?
I didn't think
he had
he was better.
He had a much better season.
He had a great season when he was a Mariner.
Correct.
Right.
Exactly. Not a great night for St. John's.
Gillespie down on the low block. Clear out pass and a three-point shot is good for Jermaine Samuels. And Villanova goes ahead now 31-14 with 8:39 to play first half.
This was not meant to be for the Johnnies last night. That was John Minko.
Popping out on a regular basis.
Well, they were popping out last night for St. John's and popping in for Nova. They wound up winning the Wildcats 81-58. We talked about that yesterday, and so things did not go well. Also, UConn beat Georgetown 70-57. Couple of upsets. Michigan State beat number 5 Illinois 81-72. Number 7 Oklahoma loses to Kansas State 62-57. Tonight you've got Seton Hall against Butler. You got Rutgers home to Indiana, and the Sabres beat the Devils 4-1. Rangers and Philly tonight.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Very, very tough. And I felt for that guy all day long. I was thinking about him, still thinking about him this morning, actually, when I saw this email. So before we leave yesterday, Boomer and I are having a discussion in his office. And here comes Eddie Scazzeri. And Eddie says, I have a vaccine appointment, and if I'm doing the math correctly, Al can come back on April 7th. And I said, wait a second. That's the second thing out of your mouth? Like, that Al can come back on this day? I mean, we're all excited. You know, Boomer's got Eddie dead every day. Like, you know, there's guys out there that are clinging to life like Eddie who are out there with horrible issues with the health, and he needs to get vaccinated. And so we're all happy for Eddie to get vaccinated. But all Eddie cares about is Al coming back to work.
He misses Al.
Sure, that's what it is. And then in an email, we get, hey, vaccine went great. First shot, second shot's going to be in a month because it's Moderna, so it's 4 weeks. Al can come back on this date. I was like, what?
Yeah.
He's so into Al coming back. Not worried about being COVID protected. Not worried about any of that, just worried about when Al could come back. So I did feel for Al. It was a dark day for him.
Yeah.
The run is now over.
Still seems a little early to tell. We don't know what the effects of these vaccines are, how you know, protected will Eddie really be. We'll probably have a better idea within the 6 weeks between now and then, but Al's who knows?
Al's response to this whole thing was, aren't we rushing this a little bit?
And Al's just hoping Boomer is right that I'm going to drop dead in a month, and then we'll have to wait for a Big Zoo or Fleegs to get the shot.
Right. Yep. Big Zoo also high risk in this situation, so we got to keep people away from him as well. Now, were you calculating the 2 weeks after the second shot? Or
yes.
You were. Okay. I was trying to help you out there, Al. I was trying to get you a couple more weeks.
Did everything go smoothly with you yesterday?
Yes, but from what I've been told, like he asked me to wait 10 minutes just in case I had a headache or dizziness, blah, blah, blah. But from all I hear, now it's not with everyone, but the second shot is the one that produces the where you feel like, you know, really
more symptoms.
For some, exactly. Yeah. And it can last, you know, whatever, five, six hours. You know, that's the most severe I've heard. Like, they just feel like, you know, even get a fever temporarily, and then they're fine.
Okay.
So let me ask you a question. Like, when you're out and Zoo is in there, or Fleeks is in there.
Right.
There's really no Al could be in there in those situations, right?
No.
No.
No, they don't have.
How do Lugauer and McMonagle do it for?
They sit outside.
Oh, they do?
And they're only briefly come into the studio.
Okay.
I think we need to get Al vaccinated as well before we put both of them in the same control room, just to be fully safe, at least from what I'm reading.
At least that's what Al wants.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm getting the vaccine.
Yeah, see, Al's an anti-vaxxer now.
He's anti-vaxxer.
No. Not anti-vaxxer. I have other vaccines. Okay. I'm sometimes nervous about a brand new vaccine that took like a month to get out to the market. That's well, a little questionable.
I told you way back when in March that they would have a vaccine before the end of the year because it's not that difficult to create a vaccine.
Well, but at first, the very first time we discussed it, you were like maybe 18 months before they could roll it out, but necessity.
Well, it would all depend on what the FDA would do, right. Whether or not they would give them, you know, a fast emergency
whatever
release.
That's called, right.
Yes, and which is that what they've done. Did. Yes,
this has got to be tough for Al being an anti-vaxxer, and then it's the vaccine that gets him back into the control.
Not anti-vaxxer.
It's got to be tough.
Yeah, but in this case, you may be.
For this particular vaccine, I've got to see how what goes on with some people who've gotten it already.
Well, you can just wait for. To
Let's
see
watch
if
Eddie.
I drop dead. And, Gio, you've got something, yes, an appointment?
I've got an
or
appointment,
no?
yes. At the March 27th is my appointment. But I was hoping to get that moved up. But, you know, we'll just wait till March 27th. Not that far away. What do we
Yeah,
like,
no, it's not that. Right. At this point, why? If you got one, go for it.
Yeah, I don't know.
And now they're saying by the end of July, there'll be more than enough for everybody. And, you know, you can get
Correct. Everyone in the country who wants one
who
can
wants
get
one.
One
can get one, yes.
And when I come back, I'm not wearing a mask in there.
No mask inside?
Well, that's not up to us, I don't think, Al. I mean, I'm fine if you don't want to wear one. I won't narc on you, but you'll be on TV. But I don't know if it'll be up to us.
Anti-masker, anti-vaxxer, Al Dukes.
Maybe you want to talk to Olive about that, your buddy Olive?
I mean, Al's just going to be in there spitting up into the air all show long.
Here's my phlegm bag. Here, have some.
It's ridiculous. Going to the bathroom, not washing his hands.
Nope, I don't believe in cleaning and washing my hands.
Right. Have you seen this? We're supposed to knock now before we enter the bathroom.
Yeah, I know.
Like I don't understand the point of that one. Obviously,
yeah, I have no idea. Unless there's just someone here who likes to have their private time in there.
Oh, there's a sign on the bathroom now.
Yeah. Please knock.
Please Ooh. Knock before
you,
go you
come in.
In.
Yeah, I love that.
Yes. Let's maybe say you just don't startle someone and they, you know, cough or something.
I don't know. This is very silly. But yeah, Al, ever since being home, now anti-soap, anti-mask, anti-vaccine.
I knew it yesterday when the phone rang and I saw it was Eddie. I was like, this can't be good. Probably got vaccinated.
Oh, I wanted to tell Al before I told everyone else just because.
And I had to pretend to be happy. I was like, oh, that is awesome.
Yeah.
All you were thinking about was having to come back.
Because I told him Olive wanted a report, but I just wanted, if you want to keep it on the DL, then I will.
So how did you, all right, after that phone call, how did you really take it? Was it sort of like, okay, enough's enough, I knew this day was coming, or was it like, every anxiety that you have was just pouring down on you?
No, it felt like, you know what, I'm ready for a change, but then I'm sure 3 days in, I'll be like, oh my God, I got but yeah. No, I was mentally prepared.
Okay.
And I also liked that I had a little cushion here. So it's like you got a 6 week notice. You know what
sure.
I mean? Like if it was like, hey, listen, you could come back tomorrow. I'd be like, oh,
well,
I need
well,
to
Well, if you remember,
her.
Al was going to come back. What was it? Early December, Al? Right?
Yeah, it was like right after Thanksgiving.
It was in, you know, that was the plan. And then the higher levels said,
That's when I came back. Yeah, there was talk of Al coming back.
Yeah.
And it just got nixed.
I even went and bought all my office supplies like K-cups, coffees, and granola bars, peanut butters.
Well, they're still good, right?
Yeah, no, they're still good. Yep.
They're
he got a
good.
new pepper spray gun and a new taser. Yep.
A new police stick to smack people around if I'm attacked.
I just remember in the very beginning of this, when Al was still coming in and we were home, Al was like, we got to get you guys back in. Do you have any plans
furious.
To come back in? He was. Like, this is ridiculous. When do you plan on coming back in? And I was like, I don't know. Like, not really anytime soon. But and now all of a sudden we can't get him here. We need a SWAT team to get him back.
How long were you here when we were not here?
Maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah, we got to talk about weeks. This. Yeah. I remember. We got to talk
furious.
About this.
Yeah. The shows are not the same. What are we doing?
Now you're like the biggest advocate, work from home advocate in the country.
I love the. I really enjoy climbing into Al's brain and then like going through the mental gymnasium that he has in there, like different things, like you know how he processes this, how he processes that. When two things were on opposite sides of what he agrees on, how does he sort of parse through that? It's just it's a lot of fun.
You know, it was actually funny watching his Twitter feed yesterday because what's not funny is he put a story out there about another subway incident.
Oh.
And he was saying things are returning back to normal. Can't wait to get back.
Yeah.
That was his response.
Everything's getting back to normal in New York.
Yes.
I feel like when I come walking back in, finally, it's going to be like, you know, like when the NFL today or like NBA TV shows players with their Beats headphones on coming into the arenas dressed well. That's how I want to return.
You know, dressed like Russell Westbrook in some crazy fashion thing, not even looking at the camera with the headphones on.
We should make Izzo come in and film that in the morning.
I actually did tell him that. I said, I need to film me coming in because here's a warning for the listeners. Yeah. You've had a full year of fun.
Izzo would definitely get up early for that and come in. Because the only guy who's like deeper in Al's colon than Dan and Carteret is Tom Izzo.
I don't know. He seems to be very dedicated to that afternoon show.
Oh, yes, really?
He is. Yeah, he's basically gone over the top now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's easy. One thing in his defense, I will say, it is easier for him to put videos up of their show because he's got the content rolling all the time. Whereas for
he
us.
He controls the video.
Yeah, right. As for us, because we have a TV simulcast, there's different layers. So I will give him the benefit of the doubt there. But for sure. I mean, he's definitely. He's latched on there. He's one of their guys now for sure. And that's okay. You know, you make choices in life.
How long has Izzo been working here now? 5 years?
I bet it's not that long.
He put up something on Twitter the other day, like X amount of years ago, I sent Al Dukes a thing. Like he had some radio anniversary he was hoping people would care about.
I think it was a 5-year anniversary.
Was it? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
He tagged you in it, Al. I'm surprised
you
didn't
see it. Yeah,
I'm looking
for it now. I know I did see it. I'm the one who sent them the photo, actually.
Oh, okay.
It was 5 years ago where he came in to sing a hockey song to you, Boomer.
Right.
But he wasn't hired yet. You know, he had just started sending us stuff.
He was
in another portion of the company, though. He was in traffic, wasn't he?
Oh, yes, he might have been. You're right. I forgot about that era of his career.
That's right. Traffic in scheduling the commercials traffic, not like Garen Stewart.
Right. And then
traffic.
We found that there was a guy that was somewhat talented in what he did, and he found a niche for himself.
Sure. All right, let's go to Danny in Cranford. What's up, Danny?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's up, man?
Nothing. So I understand Al has not gotten the vaccine yet.
No.
He hasn't. Mm. My brother-in-law is a 50-year-old detective who works out 6 days a week and up until just a few years ago did like triathlons. The second shot put him on his ass for like 3 days. So knowing Al like the way I think we all do, the listening audience, that might buy him like 3 or 4 months at all.
Yeah, so basically what Danny's saying is get the vaccine. You might be able to stay home for a full calendar year.
Right. I could just be still not feeling right.
Yeah, just it's whatever. I'm in this COVID vaccine fog is what's going on. Yeah, I've heard all sorts of things. So I heard more Moderna with the symptoms than Pfizer. Then I heard more Pfizer than Moderna. And then there was one friend of mine who was the starting quarterback at Bellport who is a detective who's like in great shape. And he was on his ass for a day, and he texted me about it. But then my mother-in-law, Louise, got the second Moderna shot, and she was like, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong. So I was like, oh, that's strange. You know, it's like it just affects certain people in different ways. So I don't know.
Well, if you've ever gotten a flu shot, it's kind of like that. Like some years I get the flu shot, and there's no problem.
Yeah.
No problem. Other years I get the flu shot, and I do have a little bit of a hangover for 2 days. Or I don't feel right. I feel lethargic and... No, Gunnar said he had a little bit of a initial reaction to his first shot, that he was lethargic, but a little bit uncomfortable, lost a little energy, and but overall felt pretty good.
Let's go to Lee in Queens. Hello, Lee.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
All right, good, Lee. What's happening?
Well, I haven't seen you guys on TV in a long time. I turned it on,
And Gio, it looks like you have two fat pigtails.
Well, no, it's a mullet is what it is. Why would it be
no, it's
fat
not a mullet.
Pigtails?
No, it's not a mullet anymore. It's you have short hair with two fat...
No. It's not... Why would it be a fat pigtail, by the way? I don't know what you're saying. No, it's a mullet. You turn around, you see a mullet. It's a whole mullet. It's
no,
not
I,
pigtails.
I
it's not, it's not pigtails, Lee. I don't know what you're saying.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's the first impression I got when I saw the TV. I haven't seen it in a while. Two fat pigtails.
All right. That's what you think, Lee. It's not too fat. It's not too fat pigtail.
Hey,
it's a mullet.
It's in the eye of the beholder.
Right. So, okay. That's fine. That's what Lee is seeing. That's what Lee is seeing.
When I see you on TV and they put a single shot of you up there,
yeah.
I think you look great.
Oh,
really
thanks,
do.
Boomer. I appreciate that. I know you're lying through your teeth, but I appreciate that.
I am
that.
Not lying through my teeth. I think you look great. I think you're, you know, now that you've rolled your face out and got all that lymphatic acid out of your face into your lymph nodes, and then you're going to be able to go and relieve yourself and get it all out of you.
Yeah. Yeah, I've
which
said...
Which is something I didn't understand, but you get that Jerry juice all jammed up in his face over there. Once he starts rolling it out of his face...
I hope it's working for him because he was the impetus for all of this.
Right.
To roll it out of his face. Yeah, I mean, as I've said before, there for whatever reason, whether it's this show or the NFL Today or whatever it is, people are obsessed with the way that you guys look on that show and the way that we look on this show. They're just absolutely obsessed with it, which I guess is a good thing because if people didn't care and didn't put us on or weren't paying attention, then we'd have problems.
Yeah, I'm not lying when I say I think when they – show you on TV, and that's why I was saying yesterday you look like a country singer who just rode in on his motorcycle.
Oh, thank you, I appreciate that.
I would love to see that mullet now with a baseball hat on because that must look incredible.
It does. I did do that not that long ago. I did put on
last week.
The hat.
Had it. Yeah,
yeah, but I didn't love the way it looked on television. I got to be honest with you because it covered the face and the way that the cameras are and everything. You couldn't see my eyes. But it does look great. And in the summertime, because I'm going to – so Gina says to me, because she hates the mullet, she says to me, you know, you should just do it in the summer. The summer is the time you should do it.
You can't just do it in the summer. You got to let it go.
That's what I said. I said you realize it's got to be a whole year thing to be a summer thing. You can't grow hair like this in a month or a week. So I said it's got to be a whole year thing.
Takes time.
It does take time and dedication. It really does.
And I think you have been dedicated. You have given it time. And we have been blessed by it.
See, finally. You guys are coming around.
No, I'm all good with it.
Blessing. Yeah, blessing the community.
I had to spend at least 15 years with a mullet.
A full 15 years?
Probably through high school and the early part of my NFL career.
Somebody
actually, I think I know I saw that photo. That was from, I think, Family Feud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
even when I was a quarterback for the Jets, I had one.
Yeah, got
early
a,
on.
Got another text here from a friend of mine, went to high school with, Nassau County detective.
Yeah.
In great shape.
Yep.
Just got the second Moderna shot, beat the balls off me for 24 hours. So, Al, I think this is your, just lie about it, actually. Just say, man, you know, this.
Oh, you could do any concocted disease and they have to swallow it these days.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, whatever, emotional distress, anything. You
I'm
can
the only
roll
one
anything
help.
Up the flagpole.
I'm the only one trying to help Al out here.
I'd be like, I can come back, but I do need my emotional support Greyhound with me.
Right. Or I have like a religious something or other, blah, blah, blah. Anything. So, anybody has to swallow anything these days.
What are you doing with Whimsy, by the way?
Well, Gina will come over and walk her once,
okay.
Or when Gina can't do it, I have a dog walker.
Okay. All right. Very good. So you've made arrangements.
She is going to, I'm telling you, yeah. Al, she will have separation anxiety.
She's not going to be happy with me.
No, she is not.
And Al's going to have separation anxiety. Mm-hmm.
See, not only are there people with mental problems, you have all these dogs. And Eddie, you know this.
Sure.
All these dogs that are going to have all these mental issues when people actually start going back to work.
Yep. Especially all the young ones, because there was so many dog adoptions of young pups. And that's all they know is this guy's around all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. My human is here to take care of me and... Now, all of a sudden, he's gone for 6 hours.
Yeah, he used to love me. Now he hates me. What did I do wrong? And there's going to be a lot of self-loathing there for
you're
the
gonna have to get
Whimster.
That dog talker back.
Yeah, let her know.
And let her know what's going on and see if you can make sure that, you know, Whimsy's going to be okay.
Whimsy says she doesn't want you to get the vaccine until it's tested better.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.